In Austin, Texas, it's all about the music.
Let's go back to Tennessee. You and me. Let's go back to Tennessee. Let's go back.
That's Margot Price, one of the breakout musicians at this year's South by Southwest, playing at Stubbs Barbecue, one of Austin's many downtown venues. It's the 30th anniversary of the festival. Thousands of people are crowding the streets and finding live music everywhere they go. Among them is our own Audie Cornish. She went to the epicenter of South by Southwest earlier today, 6th Street and Sabine, to take it all in.
It started 30 years ago when a bunch of staffers from the alt weekly, the Austin Chronicle, and a couple of local music bookers wanted to create a showcase that could get them attention for their music scene outside of New York and LA and Nashville, and really bring the music industry here to see the talent in the middle of the country. Fast forward to today, and something like 8,000 bands apply to play 100 stages, right? Just like one in four performers actually makes it to South by Southwest. And those who don't make it sometimes end up playing in the street. Like this guy, he was walking down the street, toting behind him what essentially was a snowman of drums, I think, on wheels.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Attached to a laptop.
That's right.
It's an analog drum machine somehow.
It is an analog drum machine. It's actually reading written notation. I made it so that I write it in notation, and that notation drops a little file, and then I have custom-written software that goes up and reads the file from the notation software.
And so you are going up and down 6th Street with this device, this rolling drum parade. Introduce yourself.
My name is Quentin Thomas Oliver, and I play in a band called Pony Trap with my wife, Hillary Thomas Oliver.
So for you, what's sort of the point of coming to South by Southwest?
Oh, I'm no different than any other musician, even though there's that the giant snowman of robots, which I really love. That was new for me. Even though I have this kind of crazy contraption, I'm really just doing the same thing everybody else is, just trying to get my voice heard.
What's it like trying to get discovered at South by Southwest? Well, we're going to turn now to Stephen Thompson of NPR Music. He's been coming to this festival for how long, Stephen?
This is my 20th year out of the 30 that the festival has existed.
You're a pro, and I am completely new. And the first thing I notice is there's allegedly 100 stages, right, throughout the city. But I feel like that's not all.
Right. I think that's a gross underestimation of how many stages there are. Because you have a lot of official showcases going on that are sanctioned by the festival. But then, because you have thousands of music fans converging on the city, everyone in music wants to be here. And so you'll see stages pop up in the strangest places. For a few years, bands used to play in the mouth of a 54-foot Doritos vending machine. I've seen bands perform in the middle of a busy thoroughfare. I've seen bands perform on the back of flatbed trucks. And I have seen bands perform in absolutely, as I did this morning, in an absolutely empty venue. And it's very hard to leave when that happens.
And of course, it's not just a festival, right? It's a big music industry, music press gathering where people see bands and discover bands. But over the years, people have really kind of gone back and forth about this idea of whether you actually discover anything about South by Southwest. I mean, is that kind of a bygone era? When you talk about a Doritos machine, people performing in a Doritos machine, it feels like, you know, it's probably jumped that corporate shark.
Well, I mean, talking about discovery, like, how is anything fully discovered as if no one had ever heard it before? Like, now you start a band, you can put your demos on SoundCloud the day you form as a band and have people potentially hear them if you have the right, you know, kind of social media push about you. Nobody is truly unheard anymore. And I think that something like this has a little bit less the feel of quote-unquote discovery and more almost the feel of, like, product launches. So I sort of feel like South by Southwest isn't necessarily taking musicians from point A to point B. It's taking them from point C to point F.
NPR's Stephen Thompson here with us in Austin at South by Southwest on its 30th anniversary. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Audie.
You can find 100 of Stephen Thompson's picks for the best acts at this year's South by Southwest at npr.org.